Inspiring solutions to save America, one show at a time. Are you ready to get on board?
When are you guys gonna learn? The more you indict, the more we unite. Facts. It's Trump 2024. We don't care. You heard me? We already made our mind up. You already know when the hood got your back. Man, they deep in the hood, gangsters. Hollin' about Trump 2024, you heard me? Woo woo! Wah! Gangsters! The hood got this man back. I'm just trying to tell you. You heard me? And we ain't stupid, man, American people, man. We ain't all them talking about lockdowns and back wearing the masks and all that. You know, they got a new virus coming and it's gonna be, man, nobody don't care. Ain't fooling nobody no more with none of that. You know, new jack, man, nobody being fooled no more. We all the way up, you heard me? It's Trump 2024. That's what it's gonna be, cause we ain't having nothing else.
From sea to shining sea, 3 hours of bold truth and excellence. The Wendy Bell Radio Program.
Welcome back. Hour number 3 of the Wendy Bell Radio Program show is going by so quickly today, and we're just delighted that you're spending time with us. So pull up a chair, sit at the table. You are always welcome in our kitchen. You know, it's interesting we talk so much about this great awakening. It happens across the political spectrum. It happens in our lives at various phases. Different circumstances arise, and you all of a sudden see things through different lenses. And it can take a big person. And it shouldn't take a big person to be able to say, my gosh, holy cow, I totally did not see that. Had no idea. I was wrong. I was conned. I was fooled. I believed them. There is no shame in saying that. And I think, quite frankly, it's sort of like the various steps of recovery and addiction. Like admitting there's a problem and then searching for the answer, that's got to be like half of it. But for some reason, there is this contingent in this country. And they are clinging on. Their fists are white-knuckled. And they refuse to let go. You know, they refuse to see the truth. And that is why I say so commonly, it is factual. There are some people, even some people we love, who will not be saved. And you got to move on without them. So this whole idea that we're going to impeach Alejandro Mayorkas, this is what's so insulting about this border thing. This isn't a border bill. It's a foreign aid bill that just threw in a few bones for us to keep us quiet as they fully intend to continue the open door, you know, turnstile at the southern border. And they make no bones about it. This particular bill, though not 5,000 pages like the CARES Act, still almost 400. And they still tucked in there all sorts of jazz that is complete garbage. Some $39 million slush fund for Joe Biden to use at his discretion when dealing with literally anything about Ukraine or Israel. It's a lot of money. And they toss it around like our kids do, right? Until it's their cash. They don't have value on that. Well, these measures have gotten bigger and bigger, more obnoxious, more detrimental, more thieving of our individual freedoms. And now we're seeing actual pushback. This whole story about Alejandro Mayorkas, is there a singular, more dangerous person right now than this guy? I don't know. I think there might be a few who give him a run for his money, but in my mind right now, dude's running out in first. Headline New York Post, Mayorkas impeachment article sent to House floor by Rules Committee. They're moving this, guys. Look, it's not as fast as we want it to be because I want to hit the gas. Unfortunately, this is supposed to be painstaking. It's supposed to be dysfunctional. And I don't know why, But it is. It's justice. Justice is supposed to be slow. It's supposed to be plodding. Because along the way, most people drop off out of their litigious ideas because they realize the road ahead is going to be a bear. Right? And so it's almost like the cogs in the wheel are so maddeningly slow to weed out the people who really don't have the huevos to stay in it or the stomach for it. Well, apparently we've got some folks in the House who've got the stomach to get rid of this guy, Mayorkas. So I want to read this to you. The House, and this is supposedly going on now. Brock, would you see if we have any details on when this is going to be? Because I don't think anything happens there at a reasonable hour. The House Rules Committee approved impeachment articles against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas yesterday. So literally just hours ago. And this is teeing up a potentially close floor vote for sometime today as the chamber's narrow Republican majority must work to convince its holdout members. This baffles me. Susan Collins freaking baffles me. I do not get Lisa Murkowski. Where is your brain, sister? What are you doing? I mean, I don't know what's going on in Maine or Alaska, but it's not helpful for America. The Republican majority on the panel, led by Chairman Tom Cole, passed the resolution over Democratic objections in an 8-4 vote, affirming Mayorkas' willful and systemic refusal to comply with immigration laws and breach of public trust for testifying to Congress last year that the U.S. border was secure. I don't know about you guys, but I'm well past semantics. I'm well past perjury. I was well past all that when Anthony Fauci lied with abandon to Senator Rand Paul. No, Senator, you do not know what you were talking about. My Fauci kind of is into Sanders, I know, Bernie Sanders, and I'm working on it. I'm sorry. So Mayorkas lies, says it's secure. We all know it's not secure, you bonehead. The resolution before us is about accountability, Cole said in his opening remarks. I take no pleasure in our actions today, but Secretary Mayorkas' actions, both in his intentional refusal to enforce our laws, treason, and abandoning the confidence of Americans require us to act. Secretary Mayorkas has refused to uphold his oath of office. If he will not do his duty, then unfortunately, the House must do its constitutional duty, he said. The House Homeland Security Committee voted in favor of the resolution along party lines early Wednesday morning. So last week, following a 15-hour-long effort by Democrats to halt the proceedings and introduce other amendments. And I love how the Democrats are like, I don't understand why the GOP is like so weaponizing impeachment. Like, that's awful. And you look back and you're saying, huh, didn't you guys bring out Alexander Vindman, Mr. No Lip crybaby military hack who overheard, I heard Donald Trump was trying to get Vladimir Zelensky to dig into Joe Biden. Really? Because I read the transcript and that's not what I saw. Impeach him, right? He's a Russian asset. Impeach him. So all of those crybabies can suck it. We're not having any of that. House Speaker Mike Johnson pledged in his first floor speech last week that Republicans would be, quote, moving forward swiftly. I mean, as swiftly as I guess they ever do, to pass these articles, which will make Mayorkas the second cabinet official in U.S. history to be impeached. I don't care. I don't care if he's the first, if he's the eighth. I care that he goes. I care that ultimately he gets that asterisk next to his name. I hope that there is a full tribunal, if that's even what it would be. I don't know. Sounds kind of fancy. Should be. Because he's allowed alien invaders. His job is to protect the safety, the security, the sovereignty of these United States. I'm no expert in these things, but I'm just going to go with failure. And the article goes into, well, under Ulysses S. Grant, blah, blah, blah. I don't care. We've got an issue. We got to fix the issue. Dude is a cancer. Needs to be excised. I don't know what we're sitting around waiting for. So let's talk about who these house managers are, right? Before I lose my mind. Townhall.com. DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas could be impeached on Tuesday. All right, so yeah. Go through all that. Let's talk about who these people are. Homeland Security Committee Chairman Mark Green, Foreign Affairs Committee Chairman Michael McCaul, Representative Clay Higgins, Ben Klein, the Ethics Committee Chairman Michael Guest, Representative Andy Biggs, Andrew Garbarino, Marjorie Taylor Greene, August Pfluger, Harriet Hageman, she's a rock star, and Representative Laurel Lee. All right, this is your, I guess, impeachment, House impeachment managers. These are the people who are going to be looking at everything and figuring out what's going on. A lot of big names here. You have folks who are deeply committed to getting rid of Alejandro Mayorkas. Now, you might say, well, what does it matter? He's going to be gone in 11 months anyway. That's 11 months. That's 11 months of crazy that we can stop. Who steps in on his behalf? What happens after that? Got to tell you, I have no idea. But the bonus here, my friends, is that our Congress is hearing us. This now illegal immigration is the number one story, the number one concern of American voters. It even trumps the economy. And it's always about economics, you know. All right, when we come back, ladies and gentlemen, let's talk about this. Why Mitch McConnell may torpedo this Senate bill that he was, you know, kumbaya-ing, cheerleading over. And who he might throw down as his sacrificial lamb. Next on the Wendy Bell Radio Network. So I'm tired of it's politics being the excuse for everything. It's politics. You know politics. Politics is when you have to lie to people and lie to their faces and pretend that you care when you clearly don't. Is politics also being involved in bribery and blackmail so that certain people know certain things about you, right? So that when it comes down to a pivotal vote, you're screwed. Well, that's politics too. Politics does not trump sanity. Politics does not trump country. Politics is not more important than America's sovereignty. Factual, actual, as my kids would say. Mitch McConnell playing politics. He wasn't in the shower this morning having some great epiphany. You know what? I was really liking working with Chuck on this sucky border deal that gives $90 billion to other places and we have no record of it, right? You know, I really enjoyed that, but I just don't think it's good for America. And my conscience tells me that I'm going to vote no. No, that would involve integrity. And unfortunately, Mitch McConnell does not have that. Headline Breitbart.com. Mitch McConnell turns against border bill. Well, what do you know? That's a fine turnaround there, Mitch. 360 degrees in less than 24 hours. Apparently, the pushback has been swift. It has been loud. It has been unavoidable. And Mitch now finds himself, though he should be retired, living off of Medicare somewhere, far, far away, on a farm somewhere in Kentucky, right? He's still fiddling with all of this as a rhino of suck. Here's your story. Minority Leader Mitch McConnell made the shocking decision to recommend Republicans block the advancement of the Senate pro-migration border bill. Boy, I bet you Chuck Schumer's on speed dial. Hello? What are you doing? Boop, 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 boop. Well, I'm sorry, Chuck. Someone's got some naked pictures of me. First, the first procedural vote set for Wednesday, so tomorrow, it's unknown if Majority Leader Chuck Schumer will forge ahead, although that is probably likely. Why would you get off that sinking ship when you can go down with it? McConnell cited the overwhelming majority number of Senate Republicans planning to vote against the measure, either on substance or because they wanted more time. According to Punchbowl News, The longtime Republican leader has spoken in favor of the deal and did not express any personal hesitations about the legislation to his colleagues. Now, don't you think that the person who ostensibly, as the minority leader in the Senate, the top-ranked Republican, wouldn't you imagine that person would be MAGA? Would be somebody who represents America first? Who realizes that we have a homeless veteran issue in this country that far supersedes the open door policy at our border? It's way more important that we have American families who are working multiple jobs just to stay afloat and to tread water. And this is the same Mitch McConnell who trumpeted passage of the $1.9 trillion CARES Act when the rest of us saw the dollar signs and said, what the hell are you doing? And now we have an American workforce that has apparently a tragic case of malaise. They so don't want to work that the government's got to fudge numbers and overestimate the jobs reports by almost 500,000 people just last year, to then come back quietly and revise the numbers downward, hoping that nobody's paying attention. Mitch McConnell does not represent you. He sure as hell long ago stopped representing the people of Kentucky. Why is he even there? Well, it's interesting because coming up, we're going to talk about this chatter. And it is a growing chorus, a mere cacophony, one might say, of people saying, you know what? Old man who freezes in a weird way, who's 80 some odd years old, go away. Walk into the sunset with your wife. Go count your millions in Chinese shipping. And stop screwing these United States of America. That's not a complicated message. So what will happen with Mitch? What will happen with this bill? Will it get sunk? It should. It should be assigned to anybody who was like, yeah. Spending more money we don't have. It's a great idea. Making America last. It's time to pack your bags because you're about to be voted out as well, my friends. We're going to share with you the number of the Senate switchboard so you can phone your senator if they're not a loud and resounding hell no to this. The move to get rid of Mitch McConnell from leadership. Who is behind it and if it will work? Next on the Wendy Bell Radio Network. Welcome back, everybody. You know, it's interesting. I think it would be very difficult. I think you're born a certain way. So you know I have five sons. The thing that's interesting about having five sons, particularly when two of them are twins, is that out of the gates, the minute they're born, even in utero, they act differently. Everything about them is different. You could say nature over nurture, whatever it would be. But we're born with a temperament. There's always a twin who is super fussy and must be the one who's picked up, fed, changed, and all of that first. And then there's one, as though God is graceful upon you. And he's like, look, I know it's brutal right now. 3 a.m, nobody's sleeping. I get it. We'll at least let you have one child who sits there and's not screaming. That's the other twin. I think you're either made for plotting, slow motion, dysfunction. You either have a temperament that can handle it. And God bless you if you're one of those people. Because I apparently was absent the day God gave out patience. Can't do it. And then there are those who are the kind who are like, what are we doing? This is not working. Kicking the can down the road and saying it's working doesn't make it work. We have some of those firebrands. You may or may not like them in the Republican Party, and that's okay. Matt Gaetz, one of them. Love Matt Gaetz. Marjorie Taylor Greene. Don't agree with everything she says. Appreciate her fire. Her wanting to put the gas down. Let's go. We're tired of being behind the old Oldsmobile, the Delta 88 in the slow lane, boxed in. We want to get off. Let's go. Very complicated if you're that kind of a personality. Mike Lee from Utah is one of those more even-keeled people. He's sort of like Mike Johnson, Speaker of the House. There's something there. It's almost cunning. It's smart. It's calm. And so when Mike Lee speaks, I am inclined to listen to what he has to say. Because he has endured so much of this that when he speaks, it's usually worthwhile. Headline from TheHill.com. GOP's Lee says border bill shows need for new Senate GOP leader. I mean, who hasn't been saying this for years? We've been screaming for this. Screaming! Nancy Pelosi, as the head of the Democrats for years and years and years, was absolutely horrendous for the United States. Having someone who sucks as much as Mitch McConnell is just as bad. Well, maybe not just. Close. Super duper close. Here's your story. Senator Mike Lee from Utah called for Senator Mitch McConnell to be replaced as Senate Republican leader Sunday, denouncing the new border security deal McConnell supports as a, quote, unmitigated disaster. Agreed. Quote, this feels like an elaborate practical joke, but it's not funny. Not one bit, Lee wrote on social media when the details of the bill were made public. I cannot understand how any Republican would think this was a good idea or anything other than an unmitigated disaster. We need new leadership now, he posted on X. Lee's harsh criticism of McConnell's leadership of the Senate GOP conference is nothing new. He supported Rick Scott, Senator Rick Scott from Florida, his unsuccessful bid to topple the long-serving Senate Republican leader after the 2022 midterm election. But the bipartisan proposal to fund the war in Ukraine, provide military aid to Israel, and reform the nation's asylum laws is giving Lee and other Senate conservatives who are critical of McConnell new ammo to take shots at their leadership. And well, they should. Lee has mocked McConnell for working closely with Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer on the bill, calling their relationship a bromance. He's urging 41 members of the Senate GOP conference to block the bill from moving forward. And he made that comment in response to reporting on social media that Schumer said he had, quote, never worked more closely with Leader McConnell on any piece of legislation as we did on this. Bring it in for a hug. Oh, it's special. Ew! You're working closely together with someone who's gross like you are, putting together a measure that's insulting to the American people. And then you want to come out with your hair plugs and take a victory lap? Sit down, Chuck. So Senator Mike Lee has made the comment in response to reporting on social media that Schumer said he had never worked more closely with Leader McConnell on any piece of legislation as we did on this. In another post on X, Lee vented his frustration at what he calls the law firm of Schumer and McConnell, accusing the Senate leaders of perpetually trying to normalize a corrupt approach to legislating. He calls them the firm. Touche, Senator. Lee last month said that President Biden has more than enough tools at his disposal to stop the flood of migrants across the border and argued the migrant surge was not caused by inadequate legislation on the books. So is it going to be possible? Can they galvanize something in time to get rid of Mitch McConnell as leader? Who would you put there? I don't know at this point. I've got some strong bets. I'm going to go with people who have really strong liberty scores. And you know what? He's not the only person who's talking about replacing Mitch McConnell. So's Josh Hawley, a senator from Missouri, who has been a fierce advocate of conservative values, who most recently went to town against not only Alejandro Mayorkas, not only Merrick Garland, but also people like Mark Zuckerberg, who put families in danger, and young girls in specific, in danger. Breitbart is even picking up this story that Mike Lee wants new leadership under the bill. And he says the border bill is a disqualifying betrayal. Now, we don't normally see this kind of division in the Republican Party, specifically not in the Senate. This is very interesting. And this article from Breitbart takes it even one step further. Secrecy, lies, and broken promises by Senate Republican leadership, resulting in an historical pro-migration border surrender, are irredeemable, Senator Mike Lee said Sunday in calling Mitch McConnell to be replaced, even while refusing to let us see the bill they claim to be negotiating on our behalf for months. It's not okay. It's what we always do is not an excuse anymore. It's the way things have always worked. It's offensive to the American people. We have to decide what's good for everybody. It's for the greater good. This is to keep you safe. It's a virus. Oh, it's an invasion. Oh, no, we're heating the earth. Everybody's going to explode, right? Every single thing they do is the same strategy. It follows the same trajectory. You can see it from a mile away once you wake up. Got to create this illusion of overwhelming harm. Something's kind of, if it's an asteroid, if it's a virus, if it's a recession, if it's a freaking Supreme Court justice inability to say what a woman is, whatever it is, you're supposed to be really, really afraid. Be afraid. Now, don't rely on your own self-determinism, your own ability to make good decisions the way you have all your life. No, the only solution is the government to come in. We've got to come. We know how to step aside, ladies and gentlemen. We are the trained professionals and we're here to help, right? And then when you're like, well, I guess it was a water main break. We'll come back tomorrow at 8 and see how the vote count is going. And then all of a sudden it's 600,000 new votes for Joe Biden. And you're like, that wasn't predictable. That's not acceptable anymore. And so I agree. If you have a leader of your company, let alone a leader of your household, right? Who's a liar, who sends mixed signals, who tells everybody in the family what's going on when that's not what's really going on, something else is going on. And when you find out something else is going on, they lie to you about that something else, and they try to blame somebody else for it. That's Mitch McConnell. We wouldn't accept that in spouses. We don't accept this from our children. We spank our kids if they want to lie to us with this kind of abandon. But we're supposed to just sit here and watch it happen? Of course not. Even while refusing to let us see the bill that they claim to be negotiating on our behalf, for months, they were never in doubt, insisting we'd be dumb and even patriotic not to support this measure. Lee posted to X, outlining a leadership playbook employed by McConnell time and time again for years. This, Mike Lee wrote, is a disqualifying betrayal. Now, the sad thing is, if this was going on in our family, we would have to take immediate action. There would be something swift that we would do. We would try to come up with a plan. You would try to make it good for the kids, try to figure it out. I don't know if we're getting a divorce. I don't know what's going to happen. Counseling doesn't seem like it's going to work, right? This is going to take forever. So does removing Mitch McConnell move the needle? I don't know. Probably. Does removing Alejandro Mayorkas, does it I'm going to go with yes. Because it sends a signal to every other sucker out there who stops remembering that it's about we, the people. We'll kick your ass out too. Quick timeout. We'll be back right after this on the Wendy Bell Radio Network. This just in, breaking news. This is from justthenews.com. Headline, House panel clears Mayorkas impeachment articles, sending them to the floor. So this just crossed about an hour and 15 minutes ago, so it's pretty fresh. The House Rules Committee on Monday approved a rule permitting the lower chamber to consider the articles of impeachment against Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. The committee voted 8-4 to approve the rule, which also provided for the consideration of an unrelated health care bill. Blah, blah, blah. I take no pleasure in our actions today, said Tom Cole, chairman of the committee. But Secretary Mayorkas' actions, both in his intentional refusal to enforce our laws and abandoning the confidence of Americans, requires us to act. So the article secured the backing of the Homeland Security Committee last week in an 18-15 vote. So I guess there are multiple different panels that have to, all these different committees have to be like, yeah, I think this is what we've got to do in order for it to go to the floor. Republicans have accused Mayorkas of a breach of trust and a willful and systemic refusal to comply with the law in relation to his handling of the unprecedented influx of alien arrivals at the southern border. So we do not know if there's going to be sufficient support for the vote to succeed, if they will ultimately impeach Alejandro Mayorkas. We've got some weaklings. In fact, there is a staggering number of weaklings. I cannot even say to you that the Democrats are weaklings. I don't think they are. I totally disagree with everything they do. I don't like what they represent. But we got a lot of meandering, a lot of people who are on the farm, they're out at pasture, and they're roaming around, kind of grazing, not paying attention to what the hell is going on. Hey, all of you out there who voted for the continuing resolution to kick the budget down the road further, you know, the 107 Republicans who did that, I'm speaking specifically to you. Try harder not to suck. It should not be complicated. And yet it is. So we'll see. We're going to keep you posted. I think this is going to be broadcast. Brock, you said later today about 2:15, 2:30-ish. We're going to keep our eyes on that. You know we'll have it for you tomorrow. Before we leave today, I wanted to share with you another audio soundbite from Rob Schmidt sit down on Newsmax with President Trump. And you can make fun. And I love some of the comedians who do Donald Trump. They do a great job and they're hilarious. The way he speaks. I get it. But you hear something when you listen to Donald Trump speak that you don't hear on the Democrat side. Certainly not out of Joe Biden. You hear true sadness. I can't imagine what he thinks and what he feels, knowing how much they've come for him. 4 indictments, 91 charges, 2 impeachments, 19 different women claiming some kind of sexual malfeasance. And now they're trying to get him so that he can't own golf courses anymore. I just saw that about 10 minutes ago. I mean, it's so beyond triggered. He owns and lives in the brains of these people. But at some point, I'm sure even Donald Trump would like to tap out and just be like, can we just get back to doing the work of the American people? Can we do one thing to regain the trust of the people whose hard work and sacrifice pays our bills? Can we once not lie to them and maybe do something that's meaningful? And not expect a victory lap for it. Is that possible? I want you to hear what Donald Trump had to say. Because Rob Schmidt speaks about those 3 Army reservists that we, in our own way, eulogized when the media and your government refused to say anything about them. And he asks about Donald Trump, he asks him about, you know, on the loss of these three Army reservists in Jordan. And he talks about Joe Biden's awful foreign policy. This is what President Trump had to say about how America used to be on the world stage versus how we are. Go.
We lost three soldiers the previous weekend. You've had hundreds of attacks. And in response to this, you have Joe Biden come out and basically give a huge warning. We're going to do this. It's been reported and enabled all the bad guys got to scurry away and evade any kind of repercussions for what they did. What kind of foreign policy are we seeing right now?
Well, let me just tell you, we were respected 3 years ago, very respected. We did things that nobody thought were possible. We had peace in the Middle East. We had the Abraham Accords. We signed four. We would have had another, I think, almost everybody, maybe even Iran, as crazy as that sounds, but maybe even Iran. Iran was broke. I wouldn't let people buy. They said it cost $200 billion. They had no money for Hamas. They had no money for Hezbollah. They had no money for anybody. They had to stay afloat. And then Biden came in and he gave up on sanctions, gave up on everything. And now they have $200 billion cash. I'm not even talking about the $6 billion they gave for five hostages, which is unbelievable, or the $10 billion they gave for electricity for Iraq. We gave them $10 billion.
How are they surprised to see this?
They're very rich. Yeah. But you know, they're also rich because Iraq is a subsidiary of Iran. That's all it is. Stupidly, we went in many years ago and we bombed the hell out of Iraq. Yeah. And all of a sudden, you know, you had for years, you had two nations for centuries with different names. Fighting. They were the same. They fought. They went 10 feet. Then they rested 10 feet. Well, we knocked out one of those forces. And now Iran has the whole thing to themselves, and they've essentially taken over Iraq.
And that is more foreign policy information from former President Donald Trump than you have gotten in 3 years with Joe Biden. And I want you to remember that. America wants its decency back. And you're seeing the push for it. And it is exciting. Hope you come back tomorrow on the Wendy Bell Radio program. Same time, same place. Until then, thanks, you guys. Peace.